Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. It's time for our GEICO News Update of the Day. 15 seconds can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. And really, when we're talking about the Norman and Beckham matchup with the Giants and the Redskins, David, we're talking about a news report coming out of Washington that says Norman will shadow Beckham except when he's in the slot. Odell has been in the slot 7% of the Giants' snaps so far this year.
And I see that number going up, but I know when you talk to all number one receivers, they like playing in the slot because it gives them more room to work. So we're going to have to really watch this one because Odell Beckham Jr. will dictate the coverage for this team.
All right, so the secondary for the Giants, if we could talk about them for a second, did a great job on Drew Brees last week, 263 yards and a touchdown, but they knocked down seven passes.
Yeah, well, anytime that you keep Drew Brees under 300 yards passing, that is a phenomenal day. Not to mention, if you think of their longest catch, it was only 23 yards. So when you have Brandon Crooks and Willie Snead, who had huge catches up against the Oakland Raiders the week before, it is a credit to the way that the defensive backs and the secondary played in this game to be able to minimize that and to minimize their offense completely.
Giants wound up with two sacks, both coming from the secondary, and they had a total of six quarterback hits in the game. Spags is turning up the heat.
He really can, because when they shut down the run and they only had 41 yards rushing, it allows you to pin your ears back and play the run on the way to the quarterback, and he dialed these up perfectly. So for Landon Collins and Leon Hall to have sacks in this game, it is a credit to Steve Spagnuolo's scheme and system, because they were completely untouched.
And it was two defensive guys who came up big on special teams. Janoris Jenkins, the NFC Special Teams Defensive Player of the Week, or Special Teams Defensive, oh, Special Teams Player of the Week, I should say, 65 yards on a touchdown return off the block field goal by Jonathan Hankins.
I would hope that he buys Hankins a meal, because Hankins is the one who blocked that one. So it is a credit to those guys. And anytime you have a momentum-changing play and you score on special teams, the odds of you winning are in the 80th percentile.
Now, when you're talking about going up against this Redskins offense, it's about stopping Kirk Cousins. I want to give you a number here, David. In the red zone, he is 5 of 17 for one touchdown and two interceptions. He's had trouble down there.
And it was an awful interception, throwing it right into the middle of the field. And then you think about the other one that he threw to the right boundary, right into the sideline. So this is a time where this Giants defense can really step up and create those takeaways needed, because you know that they're going to try to roll out Kirk Cousins and give him the simple half-field reads, because he wants to get rid of the ball fast.
The one thing he does, though, have at his disposal is a plethora of weapons. He can really spread you out.
This is a versatile group, obviously led with DeSean Jackson with his top-end speed. But the guy that they're really excited about to start getting his reps is Josh Doctson. You saw a great combination from both of those. DeSean Jackson going across the middle of the field, open up things for Doctson down the sideline. So they're going to really have a lot of opportunities by the Giants to really man up and get that press at that line of scrimmage to reroute these guys, because they may have that top-end speed, but if you can redirect them, it will play into your favor.
Don't forget about those tight ends. Jordan Reed and now former 49er Vernon Davis. These guys have a combined 10 first-down conversions on 18 catches between them.
And you think about Jordan Reed. Last year, he had 484 yards after contact, so he is physical. They try to get him in space. They try to get him to run the seams and the stop-and-goes, and it flies off of play action. So he still has it. He is a big dynamic playmaker. You still have Vernon Davis on the other side, who has that top-end speed. And let's face it, this is an area where the Giants linebackers have struggled facing up against good tight ends like Jordan Reed.
Now, there's a question about them running the ball. Matt Jones is their guy. Now, so far this year, 22 touches without a fumble. But for his career coming in, five fumbles and only 163 touches.
He is a big downhill running back. He tries to play backside, running to the cutbacks. He gets a lot of hits. Like you said, he has the ability to fumble the ball, because they're going to try to run zone stretches, the traps, and the wham. So when you have those, the backside of the defensive line has to maintain their lane discipline, because if they don't, that's where this Washington offensive line will gash you on those backside cutbacks.
David, last week the Giants allowed only 41 yards on the ground with a long of 9. When we come back here on MSG, we'll flip the page and we'll look at the Giants' offense and the challenges they face from the Washington D. Ed. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. The Giants are getting set to take on the Redskins at home on Sunday. This is a Redskins team that has only been 0-3 twice since the turn of the century in the year 2000. David, they're going to be desperate.
They most certainly are, and you think about this week three game, and it's already a must-win game for the Washington Redskins. So the Giants better be prepared for this game physically and mentally, because you know the Washington Redskins know that in order for them to get a chance to win the division, it's got to start this weekend on Sunday.
The Giants would like to be more efficient on offense. David, I got a number for you. The Giants had 6 of 11 sets of downs, or should I say possessions, ended with a drop or a fumble last week against the Saints.
And that 0-3 in the red zone is something that will plague you if you do not fix it. So the drops, the inability to score those touchdowns, and to do that when you've already had those turnovers, that's one thing that you can do in a single game when a defense has the ability like the defense had and scoring on special teams, but that cannot happen every single week.
The Giants lost 3 fumbles against New Orleans. It's a startling number because last year they only lost 7 fumbles for the whole season.
And it totally takes your offense out of sync, because when you have long, successful drives and then you have one right here like Cruz had inside the 20, it just takes away the momentum from your team, but it also takes away from your game plan as well.
Well, let's talk about some of the things the Giants were able to do. Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz combined for over 200 yards in the air.
So a lot of people say Odell Beckham Jr. didn't have the yards that they wanted, because it's working. Victor Cruz and Sterling Shepard have stepped up. They're winning their one-on-one matchups. And this is such a big advantage that the Giants didn't have last season with Reuben Randall and Dwayne Harris. Sterling Shepard is taking full advantage of his one-on-ones. He is winning, and he is catching every ball that is thrown at him. And Victor Cruz, talk about people worrying about, is he going to make the team? How are things going to work out? He has continued each and every game and each and every practice to get that confidence, to continue to build on it, and have that dynamic playmaking ability.
Yeah, he's making big plays. Twitter question time, David. We want to know from 7 with a T. Why do you think the Giants running game took a step back last week? 32 carries for 64 yards.
Like I said, when you have turnovers like the Giants had, it takes your offense out of sync. But this is going to be a huge one against the Washington Redskins, because if the Giants offense and offensive line can control the defensive line and control the time of possession, they are going to put the Washington Redskins offense in a tough position and force Kirk Cousins to make plays he does not make.
I want to talk about time of possession. Redskins opponents are controlling the ball 33 minutes a game. That is 6th best in the league. And then, of course, 47 first downs they're giving up. It's been really poor. Josh Norman is their key on defense, though. No question about that.
He is. He's going to be shadowing Odell Beckham Jr. this week. They're saying outside of inside at the slot position. He made a dynamic play, forcing a fumble last week. So it is going to be very important to see where is he going to line up and make sure that they attack Rashad Breeland, because his confidence is broken right now, the way that Dez Bryant performed against him last week.
And last year when Norman was on Carolina, he covered Odell Beckham on 7 targets, 4 completes for 30 yards and a touchdown. They want to get pressure with Ryan Kerrigan from the left outside linebacker spot.
Ryan Kerrigan had 2 sacks the last time the New York Giants played against the Washington Redskins, not to mention he has 8 forced fumbles in his last 35 games. So whoever's at right tackle, whether it's Bobby Hart or Will Beatty, if Newhouse can't come, they better be prepared to force a physical matchup and take him out of his game.
Knowing that the Giants will have a substitute probably at that tackle spot, is that where the Skins might send extra pressure with the blitz?
I think they may be able to do that, but they're going to rely on their veteran Ryan Kerrigan to win those one-on-ones.
All right, well, that's it. It's the Giants and the Washington Redskins at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Don't forget, you got Giants First and 10 coming up later on this week here on your MSG networks, your family of networks. And, of course, we're always here for Giants Press Conference Live each and every Wednesday. Until next time, we'll see you then.